With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Listeners may be aware that I've been doing some building and I have learned such a lot, which is to say I've made a lot of mistakes and had to fix them up. And it's quite funny because it's often quite simple things that throw me. I've spent a long time trying to work out how you do flashings in a house, you know, to stop the water coming in around the corners and the windows and around the edge of the roof. Oh, my goodness, what a complicated business that is. Anyway, we figured it out, we think, and we made our order, and we're just now actually doing it, putting them up and learning how to cut and measure and all the rest of it. It's so hard, so tough. But I love it. And working with your hands is like gardening. It's uplifting, but it's also humbling because you're so very conscious of what you don't know. In fact, sometimes I know so little, I don't even know what question to ask. And I've been reflecting about that a lot. The wonderful thing about humility. I remember when I was studying science, I had fantastic professors. And they were always so humble, so conscious of what they didn't know. And as I advanced through the years and my understanding, I remember a great line that one of my professors said. He said of a fellow scientist who was an environmentalist, you know, ideological, like, more interested in politics and science. And he said, oh, so-and-so, yes. He's more sure about everything than I am about anything, which to me was just this wonderful put down, because like our knowledge is very tentative outside of our belief in God. Beyond our understanding of God, it's tentative. And I love the scientist saying that. And he could be wrong about everything. And that's when you know you're dealing with a non-scientist and you're dealing with someone who's putting on a white coat and doing politics because they're so certain about themselves. They're doing politics. Saw them through the COVID area. Oh, no, safe and effective. But working with your hands and building things and gardening makes you humble because you don't know everything. You're very conscious of it and you keep making mistakes. And nature doesn't lie. When you're building something, it doesn't lie. It either works or it doesn't. It's not like politics where you can talk your way in and out of trouble. And it made me think how politics was funny because everyone expected you to be so certain and so not wrong about everything. What's the answer to this? What are you going to do here? What's this? And impossible to say, well, I don't know, for a politician, because people expect politicians to know. And impossible to admit to a mistake because the media would hand you, oh, so-and-so, even he knew, even he said he got it wrong. It's an odd way of thinking about the world. Because in a funny way, you want to be, it's like when you're building, if you're learning a lot, you're making a lot of mistakes. It's the way you learn. Elon Musk is big on this. Making mistakes is learning. Make them quickly and get over them. And be humble. Admit your mistakes. And then I was thinking about pride. And it's a funny thing, pride, isn't it? Because, or boastfulness. Because it's not very nice to be around people that are boastful or extremely proud of themselves. And I don't think for nothing it's one of the deadly sins. In fact, I think it might be one of the deadliest. Pride, rather than being humble. I think you can have confidence. I think you can be certain about the way you're going about things. But pride is something else, isn't it? And that's got me thinking, funnily enough, going from building and politics to, why is it gay pride? That's a funny, funny thing, isn't it? I guess it's to underscore not being ashamed. I'm not ashamed, I'm proud of who I am. I'm not in the closet. I'm proud. Well, that might be a political point, but how can you be proud of who you are? Because you're just who you are, supposedly. That's what we get told. We're just gay. I'm just not. I don't go around being proud that I'm not gay. Do I? No, of course not. I just am. It's a funny thing, right? Like, it's not even something that you, It's not like something you achieve. You know, you can imagine being proud of the fact that you got a black belt in karate, or you scored the winning try, or you passed your exams, and you're proud of that. You did it. It's an achievement. But a man being attracted to men or women being attracted to women, it's not something to be proud of, it just is. Or choosing to be, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be proud about being heterosexual because there's nothing I have done. But maybe it says something too, that pride, is it underscoring that it's a sin and we don't accept it? I don't know. I'd be interested in what you think of that. But humility. Humility in what we know and what we don't. And I feel that about everything. And that's why I think people who tune into the show enjoy it, because I'm open to learn. And while, for example, I didn't take the vax and wouldn't, I thought I could be wrong. I wasn't certain that it was the wrong thing to do. It just occurred to me that they couldn't be certain that it was safe. And then it wasn't safe. I'll never forget meeting vaccine-injured people and realizing these weren't people that were looking for any excuse to say, poor me. They weren't victims. They were wonderful people, successful people, achieving people, mums and dads, nannies and granddads. And they were injured. So I was never certain that I was doing the right thing not taking the vaccine, like the people were certain that we should. But if you're a person that told everyone to get the vaccine, principal of a school, boss at a company, board, politician, council, what do you say to the vaccine injured amongst us, the many, many vaccine injured amongst us? Or do you just bury your head in the sand and say they don't exist? I'd love to know. I really would. We live in a world and we're supposed to believe people. It's their truth. Except if you're hurt by the vaccine, that's not your truth. You're not well in the head. Oh my goodness. They're so proud, so full of pride, they can't even open up to the possibility they might have made a mistake. The doctors, the experts, the politicians, the bureaucrats might have all made a mistake. Again, that's why I'm enjoying my building, because there's no arguing. I put a door up and I built the little sill and the door jamb, put the hinges on. And that door is either straight or it's not. The door either opens or it doesn't. It either closes well or it doesn't. And so you're humble, because for me it was a struggle to get it right. Fortunately, I had some RCR listeners visiting and they helped. So thank you for that. Hope you're listening. But yes, I think humility is a good thing. And pride is a sin. Send me a text, 2057. Email me, inbox@rallycheck.radio.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.